USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
House Speaker Democrat Nancy Pelosi is denying any reports that her caucus is divided on key issues.
With all due respect, let's not waste our time on that. We're talking about what we're going to do to help the American people. Our caucus is unified on all of that.
Pelosi talking to reporters on Wednesday as progressive Democrats have broken with party leadership on several issues in recent weeks. Wednesday on Capitol Hill, lawmakers are sounding more alarms about the explosion of illegal robocalls.
So far this year, scammers are on pace to generate more than $58 billion unwanted illegal robocalls.
During an open Senate hearing, Maine Republican Susan Collins says senior citizens are especially vulnerable to phone scams from robocalls. Collins also says that many of the robocalls originate overseas but have U.S. phone numbers. This is USA Radio News.
It is a horrible scenario, but it happens. Dennis writes about his wife. She was diagnosed with leukemia. In fact, she's a two-time survivor, and in the midst of all that, they ran up over $1 million in medical bills. Thankfully, they're Medishare members, and Dennis says they are so thankful for that, how others came together to meet their needs, and that's how so many Medishare members feel. This is not health insurance. It's different. You don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And like Dennis found out, it just works. So if you join Medishare, not only do you save a lot of money, the typical family saves about $500 a month, but you know where your money's going each month. You're helping people. And if the time should come, they'll be helping and even praying for you. So yes, it's different. And as more than 400,000 people now know, when it comes to healthcare costs, different is beautiful. Find out more. Call 833-34-BIBLE. That's 833-34-BIBLE. 833-34-BIBLE.
Articles of impeachment against President Trump are set to be introduced today in the House of Representatives. According to Congressman Jim Jordan of Ohio, this is what the Democrats have been wanting to do all along.
Democrats aren't going to stop. I mean, they're so focused on going after this president, so focused on actually getting to impeachment, I believe, but they're not going to stop at anything, even if it means breaking the rules on the House floor, where there is a certain level of decorum that you must maintain. They're solely focused on doing whatever they can to stop this president, instead of, frankly, working on what can help the country.
An unknown number of Sprint customers may have had their personal data stolen. With more on the story, here's USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes.
Accounts for many Sprint customers compromised through a Samsung website. There are reports that Sprint sent letters to affected customers telling them about it. After it was discovered last month, Sprint confirming the breach to tech website Gizmodo, saying credit card and social security numbers were not compromised as they're encrypted.
USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
With more news on Capitol Hill at a Senate Judiciary Committee hearing on Tuesday, Google's Vice President of Public Policy said that the tech giant would not launch a search engine over in China. Now, they are already in China, and through the Chinese government, they're able to censor some searches that people in China make. Republican Senator from Missouri Josh Hawley shares with Fox News their reaction when questioned about Google doing business in China.
At first, he acted like he had no idea what I was talking about. He said, oh, we hardly do business in China. And I said, wait a minute. You had a search engine in China for years. You censored the results in accordance with what the communist Chinese government wanted. Why should we believe anything you say now about censorship when we know that you've engaged in it in the past?
The senator also says if they're censoring over in China, they certainly can be doing it here.
What their line is that we never engage in ideological censorship. We would never do that. But we know that they have done it. They've done it for years. They've done it whenever they think it benefits them, whenever it profits them. You just can't believe anything Google says.
The New York City triathlon planned for Sunday may be shortened due to heat concerns. Mayor Bill de Blasio addressing the warm weather expected for New York.
I respect the rights and freedoms of all Americans. I don't quite understand why the triathlon organizers want to continue with their triathlon at this point.
City officials say they're working with event organizers to ensure that everyone is safe. For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.